Hey everyone, I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the CNN political briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Friday, July 30th. The war has changed. Those are not my words. Those are words from scientists inside the CDC expressing real concern over the Delta variant. And now, America's response to COVID must change too. We've known for some time that the Delta variant is the most serious of the versions of this coronavirus that we've seen. Its transmissibility is far more aggressive than what we had seen in previous versions. And now, more than 80% of the newly diagnosed cases in the United States, according to the CDC, are the Delta variant of coronavirus. What we are learning today is that each infected person, on average, can infect 8 or 9 others. So this is far more transmissible than the common cold. This is more like chickenpox, is how scientists have described it. The other key finding from the CDC is about fully vaccinated people. Now, it is still totally true that if you are fully vaccinated, you are not likely to go to the hospital or die, even if you do contract the Delta variant of coronavirus. However, what the CDC is now reporting is that vaccinated people can actually spread the disease at the same rate as unvaccinated people. And that is why you've seen an uptick now in the government's response in terms of more mask mandates, more incentives for vaccinations, and the like. The CDC has put together this new information based on a case study, if you will, out of Barnstable County, Massachusetts, home to Provincetown, a popular summer resort vacation destination. And in that county in Massachusetts, there were 469 COVID-19 cases over a period of time in early July. About 74%, or 346 cases, were in people who had been fully vaccinated. And 79% of those vaccinated patients had this breakthrough infection with symptoms. Nobody died. 5 COVID-19 patients were hospitalized. 4 of those were fully vaccinated. It is that case study up in Massachusetts and the data that came back that caused the CDC to revamp their guidance for all Americans, that you should be wearing masks indoors, even if you're fully vaccinated, especially where transmission is at a really substantial or high level. But that's like nearly 3/4 of the country. And so now there's a new political conundrum for Joe Biden. How do you get more people vaccinated if now we're learning in the science that even if you're fully vaccinated, you could transmit the virus? It is a complicated messaging mission for the president. And yesterday, he stepped out in the White House to address the American people directly.
I know this is hard to hear. I know it's frustrating. I know it's exhausting to think we're still in this fight. And I know we hope this would be a simple, straightforward line without problems or new challenges. But that isn't real life. So I say to all those who are unvaccinated, please, please get vaccinated. And to the rest of America, this is no time to be despondent or let our guard down. We just need to finish the job with science, with facts, with the truth. And together as Americans, we're going to be able to beat this.
The president put forth both carrots and sticks. Right. He said he's going to use the COVID-19 relief package to find funds to make sure that states can provide $100 payments to newly vaccinated people. Go get a vaccination, get $100. That's a carrot. The stick, he also announced all federal employees are going to be required to be vaccinated or they will be subjecting themselves to strict protocols, including regular testing, masking, limits on travel. Biden said the goal here is to make it so unpleasant and burdensome for the unvaccinated that they will have no choice but to get vaccinated, because that is truly the only path out of this pandemic. This raises a couple of questions. First and foremost, should these new guidelines have come out sooner? Even if all the data collection was not complete, as we've seen in some of these internal CDC documents, it was clearly understood inside the scientific community that this Delta variant was outpacing the vaccination rate in this country. Was the Biden team so engrossed with its own sort of July 4th goal, remember, to declare independence from the virus on Independence Day, that it caused them to be sort of slower in putting forth these new protocols, these new mitigation efforts? And while the president still takes pains to portray this as a pandemic of the unvaccinated, and it is when you consider the sickest patients, hospitalizations, deaths, there's no doubt that that's true. But it is now back to being a pandemic that is affecting everyone, irrespective of vaccination status. If you're going to have to start masking up again, if you're going to have to work harder to convince your unvaccinated friends and neighbors to get vaccinated, this is now yet again the president ringing the alarm bell for the country overall. And now the big political question for Joe Biden is, how patient will the American people be as they are being told that they have to stay in this fight against COVID, a pandemic that they thought, by getting vaccinated, would be largely behind them? That's it for today's Political Briefing. Thanks so much for listening. And please take a moment and be sure to follow us wherever you get your podcasts. CNN Political Briefing is a product of CNN Audio. Megan Marcus is our executive producer. Greg Peppers is our supervising producer. Mohammed Darwish is our senior producer. Our episodes are produced by Krista Bow and Taylor Galgano. We'll be back on Monday.
When you work next level. And when you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.